Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Menachos, and we're up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. So we're talking about Korbanos Mincha, and that which would possibly Korban Mincha. Riba Shamna V'chisa Shamna. If a person put too much oil or too little oil, or Chisa Levonasa, or he didn't put the right amount of Levona in Psula, that would possibly a Kemitah. Komitzas Mincha Lechol Shira B'chutz. If a Kohen does a Kemitah on the Korban Mincha, having in mind that he's going to eat the shiyorei ha-mincha, meaning whatever is left in the mincha after the kamitza outside of the beis hamikdash, or kezayis mishiyorei ha-bechutz, or he has in mind that he's going to have a kezayis of the shirayim outside of the beis hamikdash, lahaktir kumtza b'chutz, or he has in mind that he's going to be maktir the kamitza outside the beis hamikdash, or kezayis mikumtza b'chutz, or he's going to be maktir a kezayis of it outside of the beis hamikdash, or lahaktir levonasa b'chutz, or he has in mind that he's going to burn the levona outside of the azara, pasul vein bokares. In all these cases, the carbon mincha is pasul, but there is no chiv kares if he goes and he eats it. Lechol shir el machar, if his machshava is not chutz l'makoma, but it's chutz l'zmana, he has a machshava to eat it the next day. O kezayis mishir el machar, or kezayis of the shrine the next day. Lahakdir kumtzol l'machar, or to be makdir the kometz the next day. O kezayis mikumtzol l'machar, or kezayis of it the next day. O lahakdir levonas l'machar, or to be makdir the levona the next day. Pigle, so machshava chutz l'zmana makes something pigle v'chayav nal kares, and for pigle, your chayiv kares, if you eat a carbon that's pigle. Zaklal, kola komitz v'anosim b'kli, anyone who does the kemitz or puts it in a kli shares, v'amahalich, or brings it to the mizbech, v'amaktir, or is maktir on the mizbech, lechol dover shadarko lechol, having in mind that he's going to eat that which is supposed to be eaten, l'haktir dover shadarko l'haktir, or he's going to burn that which is supposed to be burnt, but chutz l'mekomo, he has machshava to do it in the wrong place, pasul vein b'kares, that's a psul without a chayiv kares. Chutz l'zmano, if he has a machshava to do it at the wrong time, pigle the chayav of karis, then it's pigle and he's chayav karis for it. Ublavachi akriv hamatir kmitzvah. So, but just like we learned in Zvachim, one of the qualifications of something being pigle is that all other systems must be a go; everything else must be in place. Ketzad karav hamatir kmitzvah. So, what does it mean that it's karav hamatir kmitzvah? So that everything else is done properly. Kamatz b'shtika, he did the kmitzah having no ill intentions, with everything right. V'nasan b'klivi hilich v'hikti. But then he put the komets in a kli sharis, brought it to the mizbeach and burnt it, having a machshava chutzuzmano. Oh, shek komets chutzuzmano. Or he did the kmitza with a machshava chutzuzmano. V'nasim b'kliv hilich v'hikter b'shtika. But everything else he did was with the proper kavana. Oh, shek komets v'nasim b'kliv hilich v'hikter chutzuzmano. Or he did all of the avodos with the machshava chutzuzmano. Zeh shekar v'matzer kmitzvaso. The only problem was his machshava chutzuzmano. That means that it's kar v'matzer kmitzvaso, and that it's going to be pigle. Moving on to Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet. Now we're going to discuss what is not considered Karav HaMatir Kemitzvaso. Ketzad lo Karav HaMatir Kemitzvaso. In what would be an example where even though you had a Machshav Chutz L'Zmano, it's not going to be pigle because everything else was not done properly. Kamatz Chutz L'Mekomo, person did the Kemitzah, the Kohen did the Kemitzah with Machshav of Chutz L'Mekomo V'Nasim B'Kliv Yilifritir Chutz L'Zmano, and he did the rest of the Avodos from the Machshav of Chutz L'Zmano. So he already possible did it with the machshava of chutz l'makomo. O shekamatz chutz l'zmano, or he did the kemitza with the machshava of chutz l'zmano, but then v'nasim b'klivi hilich v'hikter chutz l'makomo. But he did the other avodos with the machshava of chutz l'makomo. O shekamatz v'nasim b'klivi hilich v'hikter chutz l'makomo, or he did everything with the machshava of chutz l'makomo. So then that's not going to be pigle, because that's lo karav hamatir kemitzvaso. So the Mishnah is going to say that, but first the Mishnah tells us another three cases that are shalo l'shma, and therefore lo karav hamatir kemitzvaso. Meaning the first three cases we just had are cases that are chutz l'makomo, and therefore it's not considered karav hamatir kemitzvaso. So now, minchas chote, minchas knaos, shekmatzon shalol l'shman, if it's a minchas chote or a minchas soto, where it's shalol l'shma, which we learned in the first mission in the Masechta, that those are the only types of minchas that when they're done shalol l'shma, pasul the karban, v'nasim b'klivi hilich v'hikter chutzuzmanon, and then together with that, he had a machshava of chutzuzmano during one of the avodos, oh, shekmatz chutzuzmano, or he did the kemitza with the machshava of chutzuzmano, v'nasim b'klivi hilich v'hikter shalol l'shman, and then he put the kometz into a kli shares, he brought it to the Mizbech and he burnt it with a machshava of Shalol Lishma, which were pasul. Oh, Shekamas Vosam Lativi Hilich Vekter Shalol Lishma. Or he did all of the avodos with a machshava of Shalol Lishma. Zehu Shalol Karav Matzik Mitzvah. So all six of these cases, whether it be the first three where he had a machshava of Chutz Lishmano together with a machshava of Chutz Lishmano, or the next three where he had a machshava of Chutz Lishmano together with a machshava of Shalol Lishma in the context of a Minchas Chote and a Minchas Sota, in all those cases, that's called Shalol Karav Matzik Kamitzvaso, and therefore it's not pigle. Says the Mishnah now, what if you had multiple machshavos within a single avoda? Lechol kazayis b'chutzu kazayis l'machar. If, let's say, doing one of the dalet avodos of the Karban Mincha, you had a machshava to eat a kazayis of the shiorei mincha chutz l'makomo, and a kazayis of chutz l'zmano, kazayis l'machar, kazayis b'chutz, or in the reverse order, kazayis chutz l'zmano, kazayis chutz l'makomo. Or you had a machshava to have a half a kazayis chutz l'makomo and another half chutz l'zmano, or vice versa. Possible vein bo kares. In all those cases, it's going to be possible, but you're not going to be chayiv kares. Amar Rabbi Yehuda zakal. The rule is in machshavas hazmat. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, "Whoa! It's not all possible vein bo kares. In machshavas hazman kadma l'machshavas hamakom. If your first problematic machshava was a pigledik machshava, you had a machshava to eat chutz l'zmano or to be machter chutz l'zmano, and then you had a machshava of chutz l'makomo pigel v'chayim alav kares. Then it takes on the status of pigel because the first thing that went wrong with the karban was the machshava chutz l'zmano. The machshava samakom karban the machshava hazman, but if the machshava of chutz l'makomo came first, then pasul v'chayim alav kares. Then it's pasul, but you're not going to be chayiv kares. V'chamom zevzeh pasul v'chayim alav kares. And the Chum disagree. They say both of them is not considered karav hamatzik mitzvah, so and therefore it's going to be pasul. It's not going to be pigel. Lechol k'chatzis zayis u'lahakdir k'chatzis zayis. If you had two kavanas to eat a half a kazayis chutz l'zmano and to burn a half a kazayis of the komets or the levonu chutz l'zmano, kosher she'in achil v'aktar mitzdarfin. That's not going to be called pigel because it's only pigel when you have a machshava of a full kazayis. And over here, these are two half kazayisim on two different things, on the achila and the haktara, and they are not mitzdarif with one another. So let's review what we learned today in these two long Mishnayos. So in Mishnah Gimel, we said that if you have too much or too little shemen or levona, it's going to pasul the Karban Mincha. We said that if you have a machshava of chutz l'zmano, it's going to make the Karban Mincha pigul and your chayiv karis. If you have a machshava of chutz l'makomo on any of the avodos, it makes it pasul and you're not going to be chayiv karis for eating it. And then we said, but in order for something to be pickle, you need karav hamatir kemitzvah. So you need everything else to be in place, everything else to have been done right. So the only problem was a machshavas chutz l'zmano. So we gave examples of that, and then in Mishnah Dalet we gave examples of lo karav hamatir kemitzvah. So three examples where you had a machshava of chutz l'zman combined with a machshava of chutz l'makomo, and three examples of where you had a machshava chutz l'zman combined with a machshava of shalol lishma by a minchas chote or a minchas kenaos, where machshava shalol lishma is actually a problem. And then we had a machlokas tanoim. What if you had a machshava chutz l'zmano and a machshava chutz l'mekomo, but the machshava chutz l'zmano came first? So Rabbi Yehuda says, so that could still be pigel, because at the time that you had a machshava as pigel, everything else was proper. Whereas the Tanakama and the Chacham say, no way, it's not called karav hamatir k'mitzvaso. And then finally, at the end, we said that if you had a machshava of a chatzi zayis of achila chutz l'zmano and a chatzi zayis of haktara chutz l'zmano, they're not mitzarif to each other to make something into pickle. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the beginning of the second parak of Maseches Menachos.